I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Last week on Capital Chat, we devoted our airtime to talking about the Democratic candidates in the upcoming gubernatorial primary. And this week, it's the GOP's turn. Joining me again is the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. Hello again, Laura Cullen-Glasscock.
Hello, Alan.
All right. Well, we have the incumbent, Governor Matt Bevin. He's being challenged by Representative Robert Goforth, also Ike Lawrence and William Woods. And two of the candidates are out with TV ads.
That's right. That would be the governor who launched his TV ad buy on Derby Day and Robert Goforth. He's from East Bernstadt in eastern Kentucky, and he's up on TV as well.
Interesting in that both candidates are touting similar backgrounds. Explain that.
So Robert Goforth has a biography ad that's been running. He also has some attack ads out there. But his bio ad notes that he was raised in poverty, as the governor was. He served in the military, as the governor did. And both of them founded businesses that made them wealthy men. The governor has had several businesses, as we know. And Robert Goforth owned pharmacies in eastern Kentucky, which he eventually sold.
And when it comes to the governor, he has what you would consider a Trump card, pun intended. Talk about that.
The Trump administration has made it clear that they want Matt Bevin to win this election. Mike Pence, the vice president, has been in Kentucky and is expected to be in again. We could probably concede the president in the state campaigning for Governor Bevin's reelection. And this suggests to me the fact that the Trump administration is in early suggests a couple things. One, it suggests that there might be some polling out there indicating that the governor's in trouble, not in trouble, but having a hard time. And they want to get in front of the voters early with President Trump, who still is popular here in the state. It also suggests that there might be some weakness that the Trump reelection is seeing. And this was reported in Politico a week or so ago, where the reporters there made note that Trump cannot lose a red state election this year without it having a bearing on his election, or at least the perspective that it would weaken Trump reelection did.
So bottom line, Trump still very popular in this red state. And yet Governor Bevin, according to a survey from Morning Consult, is the least popular governor in the United States.
That's right. He is. His approval rating is very low, 33%. And it is the lowest of all the governors in the nation. A Democratic down ballot campaign did some surveys here recently and found that among Democratic voters, the governor's approval rate hovered at the 16-17% range, which you think, well, it's Democratic voters, but Democrats have to cross over for Republicans to win in this state. The Democratic voters still outnumber registered Republican voters by several hundred thousand people. So you need that crossover. And if the governor's not popular with Democrats, that could spell trouble in the fall election.
If anybody wanted to get a picture of the popularity or unpopularity of the governor, all they had to do was watch the Kentucky Derby when he was handing out the trophy. A lot of audible boos from the crowd.
There were a lot of boos. Some video footage showed people flipping the bird as well. I don't know if you saw any of that, Alan. But, you know, to be fair, too, some of that anger could have been directed at the steward's call that disqualified maximum security. So it's hard to the governor's not popular, but that was kind of an extraordinary circumstance as well.
And as you pointed out recently, Governor Bevin barely won the primary 4 years ago.
He won by only 83 votes in the Republican primary in 2015, defeating then Agriculture Commissioner James Comer.
Okay, a word or two about the messaging from Representative Robert Goforth. These are hard-hitting ads.
Goforth is very critical of the governor. His ads are attacks. He's called the governor fundamentally dishonest because Bevin has not released his tax returns as he said he would. Back in 2015, if he won election, he said he would release his tax return. So going back that far. And then Goforth has called on the governor to stop nationalizing the race. So Goforth would like to see Trump, Pence, all those folks stay in Washington and have a debate here in Kentucky that focuses on Kentucky issues. And as far as I know, Alan, the governor has not responded to the Go Forth campaign's request for a debate.
But what we do know is that the Republican Party of Kentucky, which normally stays out of primaries, has actually made a donation to the campaign of Governor Bevin.
That's right. Generally, the state parties will stay out of primaries because they don't want to pick favorites. And it's hard to know. That's the voter's choice. And in this case, though, the Republican Party of Kentucky has provided a $29,000 in-kind contribution to the Bevin campaign. And as far as I could tell from campaign finance reports, I didn't see anything like that from the Kentucky Democratic Party for any of those candidates. But, yeah, it's a little unusual from my observations to see the parties getting involved in primary campaigns.
Well, we will have to let that be the last word today on Capital Chat. Our guest has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.